Brilliance Audio presents This is Cuba, an American journalist under Castro's shadow, by David Ariosto, performed by the author. To Steph, Belle, Elizabeth, Mom, and Dad. Author's note. This book encapsulates 9 years of reporting on Cuba, a year and a half of which I spent living and working as a photojournalist in Havana. It is based on my own story and the stories of others, drawing on a mix of interviews, memories, and experiences meant to elicit a better understanding of a nation that has so often captured imaginations and been thrust, or has thrust itself, onto the global stage. While officials cited in this book are usually identified by their full names, in some cases I use only the first names of people who express concerns for their own safety and well-being. In keeping with the Cuban tradition, I also refer to former presidents Fidel Castro and Raúl Castro on second reference by their first names, Fidel and Raúl, respectively. This book is not intended to be a comprehensive portrayal of the island in all its facets and complexities, but rather a glimpse of Cuba through my own eyes, a once naive American journalist who, after years of reporting on and about the island, has hopefully wised up, at least a bit. This is Cuba. 1. Last Call with Castro. I sipped an amber rum, Havana Club, 7 years, no ice. He palmed a Bucanero beer, half wrapped in a flimsy white paper napkin. Curls of Cohiba smoke wafted between us, giving the room a translucent look and an acrid taste. Castro was having a drink, and so was I. It was a Friday evening in late November 2010, and we were ensconced on opposite ends of a small subterranean saloon on the western outskirts of Havana. It was my last night in Cuba. Jammed in the crevices of my back pocket was a one-way ticket to Miami, scheduled for the following morning, the first leg of a connecting flight to New York City. For the past year and a half, Havana had been home during my stint as a photojournalist for CNN, on an island still forbidden to most Americans. But now I was ready to leave, forever, I thought. My father, who lived in the pinelands of southern New Jersey, had been sick following acute kidney failure, which punctuated my own recognition that life in Castro's Cuba didn't much suit me anymore. So I had found a job as an editor in New York, exchanged my house on the Caribbean for a studio apartment on Manhattan's Upper East Side, and traded the Guayabera for a suit and tie, Cuban heat for the wintry chill. Crazy, it seemed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?